We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Elul. There are two Netivot Shalom on Elul. This is the first one. And it begins as follows. Just for all the newcomers, Netivot Shalom was the Rebbe of Slonim. He lived here, not far from us. He passed away about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And his work on Hasidut is considered possibly the easiest work on Hasidut. It's very easy to understand, as you'll see. And therefore, it's always a good thing to start with. It's probably, if not the most, one of the most popular works on Hasidut, because people can understand that he speaks to all of us. Some sections will understand more, some sections will speak to different people more, but it's worth sticking around. This is if there's one work that people are really, really connected throughout our learning, it's this. So let's see, we'll try to keep it a little short. I see your eyes are drooping already. Al ken yomro moshelim bo cheshbon. The verse says, therefore, the people who gave allegories would say, come, let's go to the city of Cheshbon, which could also mean, Cheshbon means an accounting. Pirshu Chazal, our sages explain in the Talmud in Baba Basra, Al ken yomro moshelim, eru moshelim biyitzran. Moshel could mean a ruler. So, therefore, the moshelim, the rulers say, let us go to Cheshbon. The rulers is a reference to those who rule over themselves, who have self-control. Bo cheshbon, what does that mean? Come to the accounting. Bo v'nechashev cheshbono shlolam. Come, let's make an accounting of the world. Habiyul b'ze, what does this mean? Sheyesh cheshbon prati, there is a personal accounting. Mikol minei pratim, sheyetzer hara mefate b'em et adam. With all the details, different types of details, that a person's desire seduces him with. In bibidot, it could be with a person's traits. In betavot ro'ot, it could be a person's bad desires. V'im b'stam yitzarim afelim, or it could be just dark desires that are not tavats, just his dark nature. V'yesh cheshbono shlolam. So we have the accounting of person's personal accounting, and then there's the accounting of the world. Cheshbon shemakif et kol mahut olamo, an accounting that encompasses all the essence of the world. Sharei kol adam bifnei atzmo hu ulam katan. Because here's first Kabbalistic concept. We say that every person is like a miniature world. The person is called, in Hasidic and Kabbalistic terminology, an olam katan, a small world. V'yesh leitbonen ha'im memalehu et yehudo v'tafkido b'olamo. When we say that there's this, the accounting of the details, and then there's the global accounting, we mean the minor globe, the person's accounting that encompasses all of his being, and a person has to take note when he's viewing his whole being and ask himself, am I fulfilling my purpose, the reason I was placed on this planet, am I fulfilling that in this world? V'cheshbon hazeh, and this accounting, that a person has to take an accounting, am I really living up to what I should do? Yecholim nasoto rak elu hamoshelim biyitzam. Only people who have control over themselves, control over their desires, can make that accounting. Ki ele sheinam moshelim biyitzam. Those who do not have control, im ken meshuchadim hem, then if they're not in control, what does that mean? That their desires get the better of them. That means that these people have been bribed by their desires, by their nature, ad sheinam mesugalim lematzot omek hacheshbon la'amito. So they cannot completely do their counting. They cannot attain complete truth. V'rak elu shemoshelim biyitzram ro'im et hadevarim la'amitam. Only people who have control, so then if they are not taken under the control of their nature, their desire, their personal prejudices, their personal tendencies and leanings. Only people who have control over all that can see the truth and then can take a true accounting of what their potential, why they're here, and are they living up to that. The rest of us will do the best we can. But we have to know that even when we're gauging ourselves, when it comes to this complete accounting of who am I and what's my job, well, in order to do that accounting truthfully, we have to be in control. We have to be able to analyze it honestly. Well, so long as our desires are getting the better of us, there's an element of dishonesty to who we are. Vazman grama. We have to know that in Judaism we don't view things as absolute. This is just a logical equation. Whenever you'll do it, you'll either get it or not. No, we say time has a very important factor. We say at certain times it's going to be easier to do certain things. And time is a cause. It's one of the dimensions. Hayamim ha-nora'im, these awesome days, lechashev cheshbono shel olam b'chol hekefo. That's the time when a person should really sit and do these accounting to all that it encompasses. Ki kol shana b'fnei atzma, because every year unto itself, hi yechida nifredet b'toch ha-briya klalit. We have to know that even though God created a world, and the world seems to just keep turning and keep going, within this world, every year is its own entity, it's its own unit within this creation, the more general creation that we call the world. Every year is its own unit. Now, this is a very important concept. We in Judaism, we view years as beginning with Rosh Hashanah and ending with Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, if the Twin Towers were blasted 7.5, almost 8 years ago now, so that means that that year on Rosh Hashanah, 11 months before that happened, that was already declared, that was already predestined. We could have changed it. We have the potential to change the decree. But in the books it was written already. We view every year as its own unit. Kmodita b'yisod ha'avodah, and as it says in the work, yisod ha'avodah, וביותר רכיב הדיבור מזה בכתביו, and he really expanded on this in his works, שאם אמנם כל יום מששת ימי בראשית עד עתה הוא התחדשות, technically we view every day as its own unit. Every day the world is created anew, ויש בו תיקונים מיוחדים, and every day has its purpose. Every day has the things that have to be accomplished in that day. הרי במיוחד בכל שנה יש התחדשות רוחנית חדשה. Even though every day has its own new potential, it's a new world we're waking up to. We view the world as being created again. I'm Adam. Good morning. God created me today. We say that in prayer. Am chadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid. We say in the prayer in the morning before Shema, when we describe the beauty, the sun has risen today. Blessed are you Hashem who creates light and darkness. We say, and every day, God, you create a brand new world. That's supposed to be our attitude. I'm Adam. Good morning. It's a new world I'm waking up to. God made the sun shine for me today. Every day is its own unit. Nonetheless, there is more of that aspect when we view every year. Every year has its own rejuvenation, has its own new potentials. V'itchadshut midah chadasha shenetzelet u'mitpashetet. The bet bet yudayin. What's that? Ashei Tevot. I don't know. והכל על ידי האדם שבבחינת סולם מוצב ארצה. We'll have to pick up over here. Because that's him tomorrow. Okay.